Come on.
Okay.
Bernie, come up to the microphone, please. We need it for the record.
Bernie Ucera. The question that somebody asked me is, for instance, they're going down Highway 34, and they have a car accident, and they need an ambulance. Sturgis is no longer taking care of any accidents on a state highway. Is that correct?
As of midnight tonight, yes.
Okay. So if this person would call 911, could that ambulance come in from Inning?
Yes. It depends where dispatch it from.
Okay. All right. So people are wondering about that as well. There might be something out there on that road, and I'm talking just the state highways.
And I've talked to Marty Link in great detail about this, about how does it work for state highways, it's not a residence, et cetera. And he said where ambulance is not an essential service, they don't have to be covered. So it could come down to there is no service available there. Unfortunately, that's without it being essential, you don't have to be covered. Super sad.
Yeah.
John, one question. My understanding is Zeebach County has no ambulances. Is that correct?
Zeebach, Dupree does not have an ambulance. They come from Eagle Butte or Faith. Faith covers, I think it is, till Red Elm. They cover Tokeny, and then Eagle Butte covers the other part of Zeebach County. Andy, you know me well enough to know that I'm not going to drive by anybody, no matter what. I'm going to stop. I'll offer what care I can with what equipment I have. The solution is for our state to wake up and realize that an ambulance is needed throughout our state and that there needs to be funding available. Or they need to start reimbursing the ambulance services. You can't pay somebody on Medicaid, you can't pay $90 on a $900 bill and expect somebody to keep their doors open.
No.
Not hardly.
Yes. Yep,
that's a promise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public input?
Hi, I'm Alice Job. I'm here representing the Dolan Creek South residents. I can show you that we do have a list that we have a lot of commitments for people that are willing to financially support the ambulance service. And I guess what I would like to further suggest is possibly if we could delay until the next, election. Maybe we could do a voluntary donation if the ambulance would do like the fire department does. I think we could raise some good money. You've got a lot of awareness out there. Would that be so difficult? And then delay until after the next election?
Holding our comments till.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to know that we have a lot of support, and we certainly hope we have ambulance service after midnight.
Alice,
yes.
So you're south of Dolan Creek?
Yes.
The hill, and I don't think there's that many.
No,
so like what percentage are you getting there of signatures? 100%. That's what I was asking. Thank you.
And ma'am, again, I want to ask, did you vote in the election in December?
I did vote in the election, and I can also say that I voted against districts. And I also believe it was because how I understood it. I do believe you'll hear that from a lot of people.
Thank you.
I thought about lying to you, but I decided.
Don't lie. Other public input.
Hi. Darby. I'm Darby Hunt, and I'm a city resident, but my father is a resident of Tilford. He's elderly and quite medically fragile. He did call the ambulance last summer, and they did a wonderful job. Thank you, Sean and her crew, and he also paid his bill. So that's something I want you to think about, too, is there are rural residents out there that are paying their bills when they're and he has a life alert that would call 911 if needed services. And it kills me to think that somebody might not come. I just wanted to reiterate what everybody said.
Thank you.
Any other input?
All right. Thank you so much for being here this evening. I think this is great, the number of people we have here, the input we have here, and all the people that have reached out to the people in their community as far as trying to go and get some involvement and get some commitment. That's very commendable on your part, and I really want to thank the individuals that are doing that right now. And I think we'll just kind of go from there right now, and thank you so much for all the comments you've had tonight.
Sure.
My name is Brent Cox. I'm a resident. I haven't seen any solution raising this money. I've seen people get signatures and go out of their way to attempt to find a solution, but I don't see anything that's going to work. You're going to go door to door and round up money every year. Who's going to do that? I hate to say this, but I think the solution now is to stick with your guns, and that is the push that's going to make people find a solution. It's been a long time coming, what, since 2012 or 13. And as a taxpayer here, I don't think for the next 10 or 15 years I should have to pay for people that are unwilling to pay. So far, that's been the case here. And unless that changes, and I don't see any solution here that's been talked about that to make a difference. All I have to say.
Thank you.
Mayor, Councilman, my name is Ed Miller. I'm a taxpayer in both the county and in the city of Sturgis, so I have feet in both sides of this issue. I wasn't going to say anything and belabor this any, but I think that the last comment kind of hit me. We're really doing everything. I think that the council should recognize the effort that a lot of individuals have put in, the good faith effort to meet the requests that were made to us at the last council meeting, as well as with meetings with the city manager. We've done a good faith effort to just come out and say, well, I think you should just go ahead and stop things at midnight. God forbid you get in an accident outside the city limits and you need an ambulance. So I would ask you to please extend that. We are working our hardest. You know, they say that people that repeat the past, if there are failures, they're doomed to repeat them. We're trying something different by coming up with a voluntary approach. Frankly, there is a lot of suspicion about electing another body because of what's happened in this whole issue. So I think that if you could give us the time that's going to be necessary to do this, I know I've thought a lot about the details. It's going to take a lot of detail work. It's going to take volunteers, and frankly, it's going to take some paid staff. I think the ambulance service recognizes what it takes to do the bill collecting they do right now. I think we can do that. Myself, I've done auctions at the rally at my campground every year. We've given money to the Sturgis Women and Children's Shelter. That's usually been several hundred dollars. I've committed to give that to the Sturgis Ambulance Service this year after we have our auction. I have spoken with representatives of the Buffalo Chip. They want to have some kind of fundraising also during the rally so that folks that come out and utilize the services in the county during the rally can pay their part. So there is a commitment to move forward here. All we're asking is that you in good faith give us the extension we need to keep acting in good faith and moving forward. Hopefully you'll see the actions that have been taken since February are a positive step and that we can work together moving forward. Thank you.
Mr. Miller.
I have a question.
Mr. Miller.
Yes.
If you were to ask for a time extension like you have, what do you have on your mind? What do you think would work to come to a solution?
Well, you know, even at the county commission meeting, one of the commissioners said it would probably take a year or two to do. You're looking at being a year in the ambulance service. I think in good faith, if folks like us that have a rally coming up can put together some money and we figure out a way that we're able to get it to the ambulance service where that commitment and that expense that is paid and that is given to them is another sign of good faith, and that we have a way to kind of record those chits. That, you know, we've now put some financial commitment, real hard money, behind that. But we've got to make sure we do it right, whether we need to form a nonprofit organization and call it the Rural Meade County 20% Solution or something like that. Those are administrative things that, you know, take a lot of time. Just getting mailings out to the rest of the people to make them aware of that's going to take some time. And it's going to take a little money. It's going to take some seed money. It may be that money that I raise, if I raise $500 for the Sturgis Ambulance Service, it may be that we need to use that to do mailings to try and get letters out, initial letters out. I think it's going to take some volunteer effort, and then, frankly, it's going to take a part-time staff person to be able to handle the details and the administrative stuff. I don't mind asking people to contribute, and I don't mind holding fundraisers. I don't think any of us out there do. But I think that the administrative time and probably your experience professionally, you know what kind of time it takes to reach out people just from sending out tax bills. This would not be dissimilar to that. So we are going to have some time to do that. Whether we have to hire a part-time accountant that can handle that for us, I don't think it's going to take a full-time person. We're basically going to be looking for annual contributions. I think the campgrounds can provide that. Certainly the ones that are rally campgrounds can hold some kind of fundraisers. I mean, look at how many fundraisers are being held. And you did mention two campgrounds. I know that they do rides, mayor rides, and things like that they do. And they're all doing that to raise money for different causes. I don't know why the Sturgis Ambulance Service couldn't be one of those causes. I think that the rally goers would be interested in helping out, especially if they know that that's going to help get an ambulance if they have a bike wreck. So I think there's a lot of things that can be out there. Frankly, I wasn't interested in this until I really knew about it this February. You know, the special election was held on a night when there was a snowstorm, and I couldn't get back. I was nowhere near the area, and there was no way I was getting back in town that night. So there was a lot of circumstantial things that happened during that election that may have accounted for the kind of turnout you saw. But I will say there's a lot of suspicion of having another elected board, because once they're elected, they're on their own. We are trying a different approach. Is it going to be hard work? Yes. I think that you've seen the commitment. And frankly, when people keep picking out the campgrounds as the big, you know, the big problem here, if it wasn't for the people in the campgrounds taking the lead on this since February, I don't think you would have seen the kind of action that you have now. So I kind of resent the you know, singling out one type of business when there are several different businesses in that area that will be affected just as much. We are trying our hardest to get this done. It's going to take some time. We are acting in good faith, and we would ask you to do the same for us tonight.
Mr. Miller, I have one comment. We wouldn't be here if we hadn't have started talking with you guys with the campgrounds, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the talks that we have had with the campgrounds, and I know that you're an important person with the campgrounds, and it does seem like we're singling them out. We did single them out because that's where a lot of our shortfall is during the rally, because a lot of the calls to the campgrounds don't get paid, or there are calls that don't even get delivered because they make one 911 call and the ambulance goes there and they go, well, we refuse to be transported, so we can't bill them. So what if I could get a commitment from the campgrounds that they would pay their fair share this year, then I would be willing, as a counselor, would be willing to extend everything for everybody else in the county for another year to work this whole thing out. That I see as a solution. And we did have meetings with the campgrounds. We had special meetings with you guys. We invited you to meetings, and we had a fair and equitable payment plan for the portion that we felt was a shortfall from the campgrounds during the rally. And if we could get that kind of a payment, along with we're getting a commitment from Blucksburg that they would pay by September, at least what they would feel like they could commit to us, then we could feel that we could extend it. This idea of just say, well, just give us another year to work out the district deal. We've been doing that, and it just doesn't seem to work out.
Well, I think you had the testimony earlier from RJ, who had the 180. There were many campgrounds involved in that. I can't speak for them as how much they're going to give you tomorrow or next week or after the rally. I can tell you what my commitment is. My commitment is to hold this auction. I figure it's going to be at least $500. I had no calls to my campground last year, and I was going to have to pay $300. I will commit tonight that I'll pay that $300, and if you want the check tonight, I'll go back and get it and bring it back to you. But I can only speak for myself to that part, but I think there is a commitment from other campground owners. All we can do is tell you what they've told us at this point. Until we can figure out the best way to get checks delivered and to be accounted for, we can't just go out and start willy-nilly saying, give us a check. I mean, I'd love to be able to do that for a number of different causes.
No, but a letter of commitment similar to the letter that we've already received from Blucksburg is something that would work for me.
Okay. In the time frame and when we had a meeting, we were asked to get signatures and addresses from people that committed to do that financially. I think that we said we had 185 of those for you. So, again, that was done in good faith. What we don't want to see is that the goalposts get moved. Every time we try and meet a commitment, the goalpost becomes further away. That's very frustrating for us that are trying to work hard and come up with a solution. So we got to have a goalpost that stays where it is till we can kick the field goal through it, at least. We'll try for a touchdown, but at least give us the chance to get a field goal.
Yeah, I don't think we're moving the goalpost. What we want to do is we want to at least know that if you're going to ask us for another year extension on this, that we have a letter of commitment or something like that says, yeah, we're going to pay by September or something like that.
Well, I can appreciate that, but that can't happen between now and midnight.
No.
Mr. Miller, I have a question. So you just stated that you would be willing to pay the $300 amount that the city had put forward in April. Can you just clarify and speak to what has changed your mind?
I will tell you what changes the mind. I'm trying to do this on a voluntary basis. The last thing I want is another government body that's going to be involved in this, because my experience with both the county commission and the city council has been fairly negative since I got involved with either of them. So the last thing I want to do is elect another body that's going to be just as frustrating as dealing with as the two that I'm dealing with now, and not this issue, but several. So I think, we haven't tried to do this on a voluntary basis, and everybody keeps saying that there's all these tax districts. Piedmont is the taxing district in Meade County. The rest are done on a voluntary or other basis. There is one tax district that was voted on, and that's the Piedmont Ambulance District. There are other fire districts, but the Piedmont Ambulance District, to my knowledge, is the only one that had an ambulance district. So there are other ways out there to do it, and we are trying to approach it from a different perspective that won't have the kind of animosity that automatically comes up when you talk about electing another board.
I think for clarity, though, the true question is on the April 15th action that was taken by the Sturgis City Council. The first part of that action was We brought forward a contract and invited all campgrounds to meetings and then sent the same letter out to everybody that stated 0-1 call was $350. The highest one was $5,100. The action that was taken in April was after no campground made any kind of commitment at all. The question was, why is it different now that you feel that you can commit that money versus the day that there was a contract in front of you that could have stopped this in April?
Frankly, Mr. Mayor, it's because the campgrounds weren't singled out. You know, we're members of the community and taxpayers who pay a higher rate of taxes than any other business out there. We pay a commercial rate on every acre that we own.
Commercial entity.
I own 85 acres, and 70 to 75 of those acres are forest land. I pay commercial rates on every one of those acres, not just the 10 or 15 acres that are part of the campground business. So, in fact, I'm paying a rate that's way up there already. So if the campground's really just made up for half of it and we're trying to do something to address the concerns of 4,000 people that are residents, we want to be treated just as other residents are. We'll do our fair share, but we wanted it to be widened, not just to single out campgrounds. That's the most honest answer I can give you. I'm in this as a citizen who has people coming to my property, regardless of whether it was a campground or I was having a family reunion. And I want to have the ability to have an ambulance come out there. That's why I'm committed to finding a solution. I think we're getting much further along in that than you've seen in several years. All we can do is give you the commitment that we'll keep working as hard as we can.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just bring up a point, there was a question asked about in the last 7 days how many calls there were. There were 29 total calls that our ambulance service responded to. 4 were outside the city.
My name is Susan Williams. I live in Blacksburg. Given all this exposure and everything, you know, everybody knows now about this. You know, I don't know why the ambulance service doesn't send out like the fire department does for donations. Why can't we do that and see how much money we get from a mailing, you know, when people understand the importance of donating to the ambulance service? I don't know if that would help, but, you know, why can't Sean have that budget to do that? You know, why does the fire department get to send out for donations and the ambulance not?
The volunteer fire department's its own entity. They have their own board. They have their own everything.
But could we do that with the ambulance?
One thing that I've always said through this whole process is if we can have our ambulance service perform life-saving and service-related activities versus fundraising, we're a lot better off. Any kind of billing or donations, I mean, Sean's crew spends a whole bunch of time with donations through the calendar and a gun raffle and things like that.
Right.
And there was, I think, off of memory, approximately $7,000 raised last year off of the fundraising efforts that were above and beyond their normal scope of duties to do their job. So our EMTs, which are already overtaxed and overstressed on time and energy and multiple shifts and long shifts and working here and working in Pennington County, and just it goes on and on. But on top of all the regular life that they're expected to do, they have fundraised and they have received. People are very welcoming and they do support it, but that amount is certainly short of what it would take of
I
the
know,
60,000.
I would stuff envelopes. You know, I would stuff the
We're going to call on you to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Ahead.
You will be, Susan.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, yeah, she does fundraising and she does a great job at it. But if people get that in the mail, given all this talk, I think that people might respond a little more willing than us trying to go out and go door to door. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't work, but she certainly should be allowed the budget to send out mailers to, you know, instead of her trying to do all the legwork by social media and, you know, just advertise local advertising. Why can't she send out mailers too?
Mr. Mayor, just a point of reference: the fire department that does do that each year raises about $30,000 a year. About $19,000 comes from the city, and about $11,000 from outside the city.
And that's of past.
That's been their average for the past several years that they've done that.
One other point I want to bring up here, and I certainly don't want to sound discouraging, but I want to know what your guys' thoughts are on this. So if some sort of voluntary donation was the plan and people were going to pay this amount, then you'd have to pay that amount to the city of Sturgis. if that amount is less than the 60,000, we are set in a bad spot again where we say, okay, so now we have to decide who gets and who doesn't. And that is sporadically going to be throughout this county on who's paid and who hasn't. So by stating that, give us more time and let us voluntarily try to collect this, we're kicking the can further down the road. We need solutions that are of a way, and Ed, you referred to it as, you know, 501c3 or whatever is needed to get this organization together. But just because right now this is at the forefront of everybody's mind and some donations are made and this is accomplished for 1 year, as the city of Sturgis and a sustaining service of the ambulance, there's trepidation for me down the road of what happens when we get 29,000 and we need 60,000. Those people that gave the 29,000 are going to be very upset that they're not having ambulance service. So just something to put in your mind as we work through this process. If everything's 100% properly billed, we're still faced with the Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements that are, you know, 30% of what the total bill is. It is not the campground's fault. But what Sean stated on that is the fact that, you know, this is a statewide issue. This is something that that not only we are dealing with, but everybody in the state is dealing with. The Medicaid from the state has been declining over the years. Private insurance, if they can deny the claim, they will. And then we have to go back through and spend the time and resubmit it and hopefully get it the second time. So without a doubt, we have a full-time ambulance, as Daniel stated in the city manager's report tonight, for billing, which is a good step, I believe. But even if everything was running at 100% efficiency as possible, there's still going to be shortfalls. And that's something that all ambulance services face.
And Mr. Mayor, can we please make mention that this isn't just about the issue of billing? This is about contributing to the 24/7 maintenance, the 365-day expenses, the building costs, the utilities, the training, the supplies. We're not talking about just a one-time billing for the ride that you may or may not have to take.
If I may, I'll ask you a question. Do you leave the area after you're done with the cleanup of the rally?
No, sir. I live here full-time. My business is open 365 days a year.
That is absolutely
And I
perfect.
Send everybody who comes into Sturgis to eat, to shop, to get their hair cut.
That's beside the point. The point is, you're asking me, I'm not going to include these folks, you're asking me to help a portion of the population, a small portion. For example, tonight, I'm assuming, not counting the campgrounds, we have no stats on the campground. I don't know how many people live at your campground year-round, but I know there's 390 registered voters in Blacksburg. I know that for a fact. And I know that out of the 390, 53 voted in that election. I know that for a fact. Okay. I got those stats. I've been working those stats for probably 40 hours. Anyway, it takes a lot of research to find that out. But here's what you're asking me to do. You're asking me to determine who gets ambulance service and who doesn't. Who survives an accident and who doesn't? Because there's another 3,000 people out there that are not here tonight and not going to get service. And your contributions that you're talking about are great, but they don't help them. So what we're doing is we're not even putting a Band-Aid on the problem. We're creating a bigger problem and a bigger rift in the public. And this is what was said a year and a half ago. This is nothing new. People who came to those meetings heard me say that same speech 16, 17 months ago, when I was representing my family and my grandkids that live in Bear Butte Valley. But I don't see too many faces here tonight that were at those meetings.
Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt? I would just like to say that I think that we should focus on where we can go moving forward rather than what's happened in the past. And I think agree. That we need to focus on not telling them how to do what they're going to do. Give them that ability. We can offer our opinions, but in the end, they're going to come forward with something. With that being said, I am ready to actually say that I'm willing to extend time.
Thank you.
I'll speak now. There's a little bit of the coach and teacher in me that it's like the term papers do, and now everybody's moving their feet. And you've been moving your feet here in the last, I can see people moving feet, which I applaud you, and that's what we need. There's that, you know, I might echo here what Rhea just said as far as I'm okay with maybe extending time, but I don't want it to be stop moving my feet now again because I got more time. Because being a teacher or a coach, you know, you got yourself a lead in wrestling, and now I'm going to not move my feet anymore. Or I got more time for my term paper to be due, not moving my feet anymore. And so in good faith, the feet need to keep moving.
I think
that's what I have to say.
I agree totally, and everybody involved in the meetings has agreed with that totally. I will use another kind of comparison, if you will. The city of Sturgis has held a gun to our head. They pull the trigger at midnight tonight. You still hold the gun. If you don't see action taking place and we're not going to continue communication, this body can always get together and do what they did in April. And you could do it on a lot shorter time frame than 90 days. So it's not like you don't still hold a weapon or a club over our heads on this. We are going to keep the feet moving. That's the only commitment that I can give you for me personally and for the group of people that we've been meeting with. And that group continues to grow. Councilman Bashand, I wish there were more people from out of where you're talking about. But there's nobody speaking for them but us right now. We're trying to cast the net as wide as possible, sir.
I think you need to go to the county commission, which is, you know, I'm pushing it off again. I understand that, but that's not it. We don't represent you. We, the city council, don't represent you. I represent him, but I don't represent the people from Blacksburg.
In fact, sir.
That is Rod Bradley. You need to have this conversation with your county commissioners.
I think he's in the back of the room.
Rod, you here? Yep, there he is. We can't do anything for you.
Okay.
I can't do anything for you. Legally, I can't.
As I said, I'm also a Sturgis City taxpayer, and if I get in an accident outside of that, I would hope that some of my taxes from Sturgis would pay for it. But I just hope we can move forward.
Mr. Miller? Would your group be willing to come and give us periodic updates so
sure.
that we know that this ball is continuing moving forward?
I can tell you personally, I will not be able to come and meet with you between now and the second week of August.
I don't think we're looking that fast, but...
But yes, I don't think that there would be... I think that the group would be happy to come in and give you periodic updates. I see that you get, now that I've been here enough times to kind of get how this all works here in Sturgis... You do get reports from all of your departments. You know, we'd be happy to come and give you a report of how we've been making out, whether we've had a meeting, whether, in fact, we've collected some checks, whether we've contacted an attorney or whether we've gotten a 501c application. And we're happy to do that. I don't think anybody's trying to do this behind closed doors. I think we're just trying to do it in the most effective manner that we can, given the resources that we have.
Is there anybody on the board that has any thoughts about a possible time frame, if you're even thinking that direction?
Myself, sitting here tonight, listening very intently, really feel that asking for a year is a lot of time. Because in the meantime, the money that we need, we're not going to be getting. You know, I have a commitment to the people in this town because that's what we're supposed to do. But I don't want anybody not to have ambulance coverage, and I truly mean that. So I think a year is too long. That's my feeling. Well, so in the meantime, there has to be a way that we're going to get financial assistance for the ambulance if we would even consider that. And I don't know as though I'm on board for that. And I'm going to say another thing, because we've got these people that are contiguous with this city that can have the service. If they come up with money, we said we would do this. I have a problem with that. Because if I live, my residence is 15 miles out of town, it is not fair if I want coverage and I can't have it. And I truly mean that. I want what's best for everybody. And I came here tonight with an idea of something to propose, but it wasn't for a year. So I really need to know how much time you think you need, because it's not going to be a year for me.
Okay.
Plus, well, okay, Mike, just a second. But, and I'm not after the campgrounds, believe me. You know, I had I am well aware of a fact that a pressman came and talked about this. And when he was told that we were asking for $15 per person outside of the city, you know what he said? Why is this even a conversation? And I truly feel that way. Are you kidding me? $15 a year.
I agree. And if you could figure out a way to do it per person, I think even $50 per household, if it comes up with the $60,000, is another way to look at it. I think these are all things that we can look at when we're fundraising. Again, it comes down to whether we can have a voluntary board. What time of frame are you looking for? I mean, I guess we're asking for as long as we can get to put it together.
I guess I came here this evening thinking that December 31 was the end point and that I wanted to hear something from the group. Have the campground people get together, the people in Pine Cone Estates, all the areas get together, but come with an agreement or a plan or a contract by the second meeting in November, which I think is the 18th, so that we would have until the end of the year to get this all worked out in case you guys couldn't come up with an agreement. Because at that point, if these people that are connected to the city say, we want in, I guess I might go for the ones that are contiguous. But I want to give an opportunity for everybody in the whole county, 20% of the county, to come up with something so nobody loses their coverage.
That's what we're trying to do here.
Well, and that's what my proposal would be, that what we voted on April 15th stays in place, except for we would extend the implementation of it to December 31. You would have. I'll ask the mayor or the attorney, could we extend the date to a later time and keep the same lines drawn and give them an opportunity?
The action taken in April was to make the change in boundaries effective July 15th. If the council acts to modify that decision that you had in April to give it a date other than July 15th, yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to share an idea that I was just brainstorming over there that could be a viable solution is, you know, maybe we do another 90 days, another 120 days, and we table this until then and let us show you as a community, as business owners, as a campground, that, hey, we can raise some money. And, you know, at 90, 120 days, we show you what we've raised, and you extend us another 120 to try to figure out a solution going forward. You know, and it's not going to be a fundraiser every 90 to 120 days. It's just buying us some time, you know, that we can figure out if we need to put a board together or a tax district or a nonprofit, anything like that. But let us show you with a short time frame that, hey, we can make some solutions and that you're seeing us still running.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I like your December 31st a lot better. But having a legal background and knowing what it's going to be involved in trying to put this together, I think that may be a reasonable time to show you the progress, that we have something getting together. I don't think 90 days is actually isn't realistic.
Yeah, I don't think that's long enough either, but to ask us to go a year. And in the meantime, we're approaching the rally. and we know that there's going to be a shortfall there, and I'm sure that the ambulance service would certainly take in-kind donations of any kind during the period between now and December 31st. So
I think that may be one of the ways that we can show you that we're continuing to operate in good faith, is that we can figure out a way to get the ambulance service a check between now and then, closer to now than then, but give us time to do some of these fundraisers during the rally and during our busy season here, and put together, at least as the business that I run, that we can do that. But certainly to try and formalize something and have a contract with the ambulance or the city of Sturgis by December 31st in hand signed, I'm not sure that that will be reasonable, but I think that we can come back here in the meantime and show you what progress we've made, who we've reached out to further out in the county, so that we can cast that wide net. That's the only commitment I think that we can make right now.
Yeah, but I want to know about it 45 days before the end of the, because now we're at the 12th hour here, and I have a commitment to the people in town here, and I'm not bluffing that the next time I'm holding to what we have myself. If we would do this, this would have to be something the council would have to decide. I want to hear.
So we're going to take everybody for either 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and Michael, I'm trying to get all the groups involved here, and I care about all the groups, honestly.
And I think that's what they're talking about, too. I don't think when they're visiting about this, they're not visiting about just a campground or two being involved here, or just Blucksburg plus a campground or two. They are actually talking about everybody that has been involved in the ambulance district, staying involved in the ambulance district, in this area, continuing on.
Yeah, well, they like the other council people have said, they need to hit the ground running and they need to go. And I think the deadline of December 31st pushes them to do that. Right. Right. I'd like to have it the second meeting in November. Absolutely. Mr. Cox, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, exactly. And Councillor Kessler, I'd like to speak to your solution. I mean, I think everyone up here wants a solution to be found. I have frustration in that the city came up with a solution. We offered that in April. It was offered prior to that in December with the election. So let's not pretend that there wasn't a choice that has been given within the last 7 months. Now, having said that, I have the floor, excuse me. I am here representing my ward and the taxpayers within my ward. So I need to go back and tell them that, again, for more time, you are going to be subsidizing and giving an entitlement to people outside of the city for a service that they aren't paying for. And while, like I said, while a solution, I think, is what everyone wants to find, there I have some frustration. And what you're trying to sell me is a hard sell. It is, quite frankly.
That's fine, but
no, there isn't. And there's no glee, and there's no joy. There was none in the vote in April, and there is none tonight, because I look out here and I see people who this is going to affect, who I've known for decades. And there's nothing that's any kind of joy in that.
I think that we've made a lot of progress with education, and I think that that will go a long way to moving forward, and I think we need to concentrate on that.
I want to make a couple of points of fact. One of those is the mere fact that 2019 budget is done. We're operating in it. The ambulance is supplemented by the city of Sturgis residents, and it's covered through December 31st. That's a fact. On the backs of the taxpayers of Sturgis. Another fact that I'd like to make clear to everybody is we're currently working on this year's budget. We all went through a special meeting that talked about, you know, where we're at and where we have to go. I think in October, when we have first and second reading of 2020 budget, that's one point in time where there's going to be some more hard decisions there. I also, this isn't a fact, but I do fear this in protection of both this board and the city of Sturgis as a whole, is that if this is pushed out and it's given more time, I feel that the opportunity to spin this to make us the ones that are causing all this problem during the motorcycle rally is not a prime situation for us. There's the easy fact that social media and campgrounds and just the discussions amongst people that, you know, we've tried hard at this. We are representing our community, representing each individual taxpayer in the city of Sturgis, and we've brought numerous solutions, and I've talked about this for nearly a decade, and now we're being told that we don't have enough time. So the fact of the matter is that I want to make it clear that this isn't the city of Sturgis's fault. This is not this board's fault or previous boards or any taxpayer out there. I think Sean said it best on one of the interviews that she had with the news was, you know, it comes down to you got to expect to get what you pay for. And to this point in time, you've got more than that. So we got to turn this corner. We got to find a permanent solution. And believe me, all nine people up here do not want to change the ambulance service area. But representing our community, it had to be done, and that's why we voted in April. And like Becca said, there was no glee. This is not something that hasn't weighed on all of our hearts. Many sleepless nights, many early morning meetings that this is discussed, and we're tired of running into the wall. So I guess my point is that this isn't on us, and we look forward to you guys bringing us solutions, because that's who it's on, is the taxpayers of Meade County outside the city limits of Sturgis. And again, this board is flexible, and we respect and like everybody involved, and we understand that it's a difficult spot, but you have to look at it from our side too. Our elected position is for the city of Sturgis, and we are if we don't do something strong and right, we're not doing our job correctly.
I don't know how many more ways we can agree with you.
Bonnie, come on up.
There are a lot of perspectives. Oh, Bonnie Alberts. I'm a city mouse. And I'm probably going to jump around because that's where my brain goes, a little bit like Pop Rocks. But, you know, I have to say, when Mike says we can't shut it off for some or turn it on for some and not turn it on for all, I think we have to realize that that goes both ways. You can't shut it off for some without shutting it off for all. I am more likely to break my neck outside the city limits than inside. And I will not be picked up. I'll be bleeding on the highway. And I pay my dues. And so I think we have yet another imperative, another ethical dilemma. How can you do that? How can you deny me an ambulance when I paid my dues? By the same token, I want to address the issue of election. I didn't vote in the election. I was out of town. Couldn't get back to town.
You could.
No citizens of Sturgis voted in that election.
Oh, okay.
It was merely the
residents. I mean, I was oblivious because in December I was out of the loop and everything. So, you know, I wasn't even aware of that coming down. But the reality is I didn't understand what was going on either. And how long have I been coming to these meetings heckling you guys? I mean, it's almost 3 years now. It's a steep, steep learning curve. It's taken me a long time. How many dumb questions have I asked about how things work? Or explain that to me, Dan. Or Mike with the ice cream after the week, after the meeting's over, or sometime during the week. I didn't quite get this. It takes a long time to figure this out, and I've been hearing all of this. And I just finally started to get it. I just woke up that I don't get picked up on the highway if I leave town. So I think it's understandable that people in the county either weren't aware of the election, didn't understand the implication of it, didn't get all the issues. I don't think any of us get all the issues that have to do with this. I also don't think why between now, I mean, it's, we're locked in. We can't do anything about with the election cycle and stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a year and a half before you see any money from anything like that. That's the solution you want. But it's not viable if it's going to take that long for it to roll in place, even if everybody votes A. So that's a no-win situation for everybody. I think we have a lot of people who've come forward and are talking about money, and I understand people have talked money before and no money's on the table. So all I can say is money on the table so these people can see that you mean it. We've got to see it. I have friends and family who have been coming to rally since I wasn't here, because I was out of town for a long time working in Kansas, but my mother has had people who come for rally and camp in the yard and stuff, and we've been doing that for a long time. How long have I been hearing this about the ambulance? And it never occurred to me. My people aren't safe either. They come for rally, and they're not safe. They're not going to fall down in town. They're going to fall down on the highway. I will talk to them. They're good people. They will all reach in their pockets and put something on the table. And I don't know how much it will be because I never know how many of them I'm going to have. But you will see it. How am I any different than a campground out there? So I just think we really have to think a lot broader about this. I think we have to quit blaming. It is not the city's fault that we're in this predicament, and neither is it the fault of the folks in the county that we're in this predicament. I think it takes a long time for people to learn and understand multiple facets of the issue, but I think they're getting it, and I think we're doing a better job of getting it out there. And what's wrong with sending out a bill when Medicare only pays the $90, what's wrong with sending out a bill that says?
We can't. It's illegal.
But not a bill. I guess I shouldn't call it a bill, but what's wrong with making people aware that this is what it costs to pick you up, this is what Medicare pays, anything that you can contribute would be welcome and help keep the service going. I just think we don't communicate enough. We aren't honest enough about what this is doing to us. And, Becca, I understand your outrage. And your position. But I'm one of your constituents as well. And I think we have to be benevolent. And I think how can we push the button tonight? I know. So what are we going to do tonight is my question, because I'm a town person and I'm willing to support this until we get it figured out. I don't think we have the right heads together.
Alice.
I don't think we have the right heads together. I think there are people who know about nonprofits. There are people who know, I don't have that acumen. I don't have that experience. But I don't think we have the right heads together, and I think they're here. I think we just have to get them called forward and figure out what it is we need to consider.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Alice Joe. So, my community is willing to write a check tonight. And I anticipate there's more people in the crowd that would be willing to write a check tonight. I don't know, if in fact you want to ask if you've got people willing to make a commitment tonight so that you could feel more confident in your October date. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Now, there's a lot of people here that are certainly willing to support.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. I see Cal, Linda, I mean, I hate to point you out, but I haven't heard anything about up there. Could you fill us in on where you live? Would you? Thank you.
All you got to do is ask.
My name is Linda Corey. I live in Ox Yoke Addition. Direction
north.
Thank you. I have signed one of the petitions, and there are 12 people or 12 homes in my development, and we just got the petition in the last couple days, and I got signatures from 8 of them at that point. I would write a check for you right now for the $360 that, if you're figuring $30, I want to do what Blexburg's doing. And I know that the people in my addition are more than willing to pay for that. We are also the same ones that are paying the city $200 each home to work on Sly Hill. Because, I mean, you know, not only us, Pine Cone Estates are doing the same thing, plus there's a little addition beyond us. Not everybody in our addition paid that $200. I mean, I think you probably realize that. But everybody will pay for the ambulance. I will make them. I mean, that's just all there.
All right, we got our spokesperson.
That's all there is to it. You know, they will pay, and I will knock on their door until they do. But I know that we're a very small group out there. My concern has been, and I was glad somebody, Bonnie, kind of brought up the fact, what if my friends are out at my house that live here in town that pay their taxes and one of them gets hurt? And I call and I say, I'm at Ox Yoke Estates, and they say, oops, sorry, can't come. What's going to happen to that person who has paid his taxes here in town? And when I hear somebody say we're not willing to pay, we are willing to pay. We just want to know how much and how to go about it.
Well, Linda, get 60 grand put together and you got it handled.
I don't have quite that much right now, Mark.
Well, I know you can.
Not on my teacher salary.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much, yep. Other input. Brenda, come on up.
I'm Brenda Janovy. I live on Pleasant Valley. I really didn't want to come up here, but you wanted a plan, and I have been talking to Sean. We have put together a fairly significant plan for a fundraiser for calendars using the same framework that she has used in the past. If every campground would agree to sell 25 calendars, which should be doable, we would have $20,000 from campgrounds. If the campgrounds that owe more would buy 50 calendars, we would have $40,000 from campgrounds. This is a way that they could earn their money back. They buy them, they sell them. They're really not out any more than any of the other taxpayers, but yet they could carry the burden. We could send a mailer to everyone else in the county asking if they'd like to buy a $40 calendar and have a chance to win it back, which is what the ambulance did before, or if they would like to donate X amount per person. If you do it as a voluntary basis, which is what a lot of us have fought for and will continue fighting for, because there are a lot of very strong feelings against the tax district. You gave us a choice, yes or no. That was not yes or no, do we want ambulance? That was yes or no, do we want a tax district? That did not mean that the people who said no did not want to pay their fair share. And I want to make that point loud and clearly. That was no to a tax district getting in my checkbook. That was no to my parents paying $3,000 because they had property in the district, but they didn't even live in the district. That was no to people who live in town and have property out of town that didn't get to vote in that district. There are a lot of reasons people voted yes and no, but that was not ever a no, we do not need ambulances. Never was that the answer, okay? So give us a chance to do this. Sean and I had talked. The deadline for the publisher to have it done for the rally, to sell these during the rally, was today. 2 weeks, you can't put together a calendar. You can't sell 300 ads, and you can't get pages laid out. That was not possible, but that is very much possible in the future. And what this would allow for is the people who cannot afford their property taxes to go up, to be covered by other people. People in town would buy these calendars because hopefully it would be a wonderful calendar. The ambulance sold a lot of them in town before. It's not a we versus you. It's a ambulance community thing. We could sell ads to people in town that wanted vacation rentals that live in town. They could be on the calendar too. This does not have to be county versus city. This should be community. We pay taxes here. We pay for sheriff's stuff in the rest of the county that we don't get reimbursed for, that $200,000+ that the rally costs all the rest of the taxpayers. So we need to take this as a we solution and not as a city and not as a rural community. And I think a fundraiser and doing it voluntarily until the state can get their act figured out is the way to go. Now, we can have commitments by December 31st for next year's calendar. We can have ads sold, hopefully. We can have pages sold, hopefully. I've never done this before, but Sean said she'd be more than willing to help. And I personally will commit to doing this if we need to every year. Every year I'm alive and breathing and have the strength, I'll commit to doing this. But we need to at least give it a chance. People do not want a tax board. That's the easy way for some people, but it's not the way that's going to fly. We voted it down once, and actually twice, because it didn't get to the petition stage through the petition stage the first time. So give us a chance to do this. I think we can prove it to you, and I think 6 months is reasonable. I do not blame you for not wanting to give us a year. I don't at all. But I do think that we need to get a nonprofit, because hopefully we can make more money than just the $60,000, and hopefully we can pitch into fire too. I mean, we're all in this together. This is not, you know, Sean lives outside the city of Sturgis. Do you know what it would be like for her not to be able to respond to one of her kids? That's just not, that's not okay. I think we can prove it. And if you want a business plan by November, we can sell ads by November. We can do what we can, but we are very committed to doing this. And that's what you asked for. You asked for signatures. You didn't ask for a check at this meeting. You asked for plans, and we've started them. But in 2 weeks, we don't have, you know, I've got some numbers, but I don't have everything. But we have shown due diligence to get to this meeting. Now, if you'll give us a little longer, we will show due diligence again. But please, don't let anybody die over this. This is not, that would create a cavern that we'd never breach.
I'm going to make some points to the council because I think it's important that we understand what we're doing. Excuse me. Number one, the people voted December 18th. Vote was no. Number two, the council voted in February to terminate this evening. That was a unanimous vote. Oh. If you take any money from this organization, you are obligating the entire county to free ambulance. What I'm saying is you can't just pick these people in the campgrounds when we, the council, vote to extend to December 31st. That extension includes the entire county. These folks here have ponied up that they're going to come up with $60,000, and I'm assuming that's going to be for calendar year 2020. Because we pay forward, we don't pay backwards. With that being said, I also don't want to see any city employees spending citizens of Sturgis money on collecting for this activity. The other thing is, every yes vote on this council tonight paints a target on my back and probably Becca's. You had a unanimous vote in February, and I'm standing by that because that was the best decision we made then, and now you're painting a target on our backs. Anyway.
So why is it you and Becca?
Well, what I'm saying is we're the only ones that are probably going to vote against it. Whoever votes against this gets a target on their back.
I would like to.
I'll make a motion.
I would like to respond to that. And for one thing, it's all one person, one vote. And that's how it works. And whatever our belief happens to be, then that's how we vote. And I don't think it's a good idea to think of a person having a target on their back if they don't happen to agree with X number of people. In fact, the last time that we had a city council meeting, Terry and I voted one way. Everybody else voted the other way. And I was fine with that because that was the consensus of the council on that particular issue. Did I feel like I had a target on my back after that occasion? No.
Let's test the democratic process then. Sorry. I can't hardly talk anymore. I'm talked out. I'll make a motion that we uphold the vote of February, I believe it was February 18th, February 15th, April 15th. I'm sorry. That was a valid vote. It was a unanimous vote. And I believe that it should hold, so that I move to validate that vote.
Keep your own microphone. So we have a first by Mike to leave the ambulance service area as decided on April 15th, which is a reduced service area. Is there a second?
I'll second it because I'd like to just see where we vote on it.
It was seconded by Becca.
And I'd also like to just say also that, I mean, I think we need some hard limits. I do. We set a hard limit in April. But if you all are going to be voting for an extension, then there needs to be some hard limits set, whether it's a cash amount that's coming up, or, I mean, something. Because to me, the only way that this can be extended would be a hard cash amount on the table. For me, it'd be by rally. Because this city is going to have additional expenses due to the weather events that have occurred within the last month. And so we have to be looking at the bottom line for those. And we're looking at extending more time for a service, providing a service that isn't being paid for.
So we got a first and a second on the floor to leave the ambulance service area as voted unanimously in April 15th as a reduced service area.
I'd like to just make a comment.
Go ahead, Ron.
I would be willing, I go along with Becca on that. I would be willing to extend a service if we had hard limits. And we in a motion that we had hard limits, and that we actually got some financial gain before rally to the ambulance service, and that we had specific dates as to when they had to come back to us with their proposal.
Well, we have
a first and a second on the floor. Let's start with you, Jason.
Yes.
Ron.
This is
to reduce the service area. It would basically cover the...
No, to uphold.
To uphold. You're upholding.
Exactly. Yep. The motion is to go to the service area that was voted on in April. So it would be a reduced service area. Jason, you okay with your yes still?
Yes.
Yep. Ron.
No.
Rhea.
No.
Becca.
Yes.
Steve.
No.
Dave.
No.
I am no. Terry.
I'm no.
Mike.
Yes.
That motion failed 3-6. Is there any other further motions?
Okay. I would like to make a motion, as I've kind of stated earlier tonight, And by doing so, I'm going to say that I'm going to put a deadline on this time, and I know there's people up here that don't believe that. But you've asked for more time. You've shown good faith here this evening. But I'm also going to ask for cash before December 31. In fact, it's 6 months. I want you to raise $30,000 in my motion. And I want to see that by the second meeting in November in my motion here. My motion is to continue to have the lines that were drawn on April 15th. But
no. Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, April 15th, but not to implement them until December 31. Okay? On the second meeting in November, I want your proposal before us. And I would like to have, and I'm requesting the $30,000, which is half a year of the payment.
I would second that.
So we have a first and a second on the floor by Terry and Ron.
I'll make a comment, too, that you don't have to stop at 30.
Nope, that's not necessary, because we're going to be, that'll be for this year.
And that's for the November. You made that motion that at $30,000 for the second meeting in November, yes, that be brought forth, and then we talk about it again.
That's it.
Yeah, for 19. Well, here's my thought. Here's my thought. I like your point, but I'm thinking then we can do this for 19 and then we start again in 2020. I mean, if you'd like it to be January 2nd, fine. But no, 12/31 is the date.
So we have a first and a second on the floor by Terry and Ron.
I think it's the 18th is the second meeting, November. And that's when I'd like the proposal or the agreement, and I'd like half the payment for a year.
So Terry's motion is to cover for this year, leave the service area reduced, but that doesn't go into effect till December 31st. Right. You'd like to see proposals and monetary commitment on the November 18th meeting.
Right.
And that was seconded by Ron. Any last discussion?
Is there any time that they need to come in for updates? I mean, should we throw that in?
I would like that.
So is there an amendment coming from Ron or Terry? Or
I would amend it and have them come in for an update for us at the first meeting of each month. Starting in September.
I want to thank you guys for supporting Rod Woodruff.
So we have an amendment. Hold on here. Yeah, come up, RJ, please.
Basically, to Thanksgiving to get us to your $30,000, we have issues that we're running into as far as with the money, how we're going to get it, or basically get it to an account. We have to set up a small group, lack of better words, a board, to control some of that. And it's just stuff that this is going to take us a lot of time. We got rally coming up. We got holidays coming up. You guys understand that's a lot to do when you're dealing with 4,000 people.
I'm not.
And no funding to do it with.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Here's the deal. You've asked for an extension. Originally, it was 90 days. Then you were asking a year. I've split it in half.
And we show up at the table with 20,000, then what happens?
Well, and you'll tell us how you're going to get the other 10,000.
We can talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
But we have to have this because we've dealt with this for a long time. And extending this is at your request.
And it's only fair to Mr. Cox sitting right behind you.
Right, exactly.
I would like some clarification. You said you wanted by November 18th, your second meeting, $30,000 and an agreement, and then you said proposals, and
whichever you think will work for your group, figure out how you're going to collect the money and who's going to, well, you know, whether you have an election or whatever you're going to decide to do.
Not worried about the date, Mike.
So we got a first and a second on the floor.
Thanks, Ross.
Mr. Mayor,
go ahead, Greg.
As I've listened to the discussion, I wasn't quite sure if the motion, Mr. Kessler, was that there'd be a financial commitment of $30,000 by November 18th, or it would be a payment of $30,000.
I would like a payment, I would like a payment. Yes,
or whichever. I just want to write it down accurately as to which you're.
Yes.
So there was no further amendment added on your motion because both Ron and Terry did not agree to that. And the proposed amendment was to have updates. And to that point, it's 9:42 at night. Do we want these updates every first meeting of every month?
When we ask for them.
Well, do you want to amend your motion? Is your motion amended or not?
Yeah.
Second, are you agreeing with this?
Yeah, monthly. Okay.
So the amended motion does include monthly updates beginning in September, and it's the first common council meeting of each month starting in September. So we got a first and a second on the floor with an amendment. I'm going to call the question. Mike, what is your vote?
Can you restate it, please?
To restate the amended motion, first by Terry, second by Ron, that the service area for the Sturgis ambulance will remain the same as what it was voted on in April, which means on December 31st, the ambulance service area will be reduced to the previously discussed boundaries unless solutions are brought forward. Those solutions include proposals, half of the payment up front by November 18th meeting.
$30,000.
Yep, $30,000. And continued work. As Councillor Kessler said, keep the feet moving. Is that clear or no? Do you want Greg to try it? More legal?
if as I've just in summary form, the motion was to move the effective date for the change in the ambulance service area to December 31, 2019, and by November, the council meeting, November 18, 2019, receive $30,000 payment and receive monthly updates from fundraisers at the first council meeting of each month beginning September 2019.
Proposal by the second meeting of November, along with payment.
A proposal to cover funding, is that covering funding for 2020?
For 2019,
okay. Are you clear now? Do you have a question?
So the $30,000 is for 2019.
Yes. So we clear on the motion? All right, Mike, I'm back to you for your vote.
What does a yes vote do? So just so everybody knows.
A yes vote
passes
his motion, yeah, yes.
I vote no.
Terry.
Yes.
I am yes. Dave.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Becca.
Can you come back to me?
No.
I mean, I'm in favor of the hard limits, and I'm in favor of the cash being up front. I'm a no.
Rhea.
I'm a yes.
Ron.
I'm a yes.
Jason.
I'm a yes. I like the 30,000, the hard limits, that it's a start.
The motion passes 7-2 to keep the boundaries the same, but move the date back to December 31st with some other stipulations. Brings us to subset B.
One second, Mayor. Before everyone leaves, we do have a sign-in sheet that is at the table. Before you leave, if you would please do that. By doing that, you are acknowledging that the organizers of this group are able to contact you either via email or phone numbers, just so everyone is aware that that disclaimer, even though it's not printed on that sheet, the point of that is so that that information can be given to the organizers. Will say that's Ross Lamphere. So if you would please provide that information so that we can get that information to Mr. Lamphere. Congratulations, Mr. Lamphere.
Well, I don't think we go there yet because we're talking covering the whole county. So I think, yep, I don't think we break it up right now. We'll let them know. Thank you, though.